Blog Talk Radio.
Now, normally I do have a co-host for this show, the lovely Lily, but unfortunately she's currently busy at the moment. She's watching some pirated DVD of some sort. I'm not going to judge, but, because we all fucking do it, let's be honest. but it's all good. We haven't been on air in a while. God damn, I think it's been... I think the last show I did was... I was extremely drunk at the time. Would have been about 2 months. 2 months ago or so. Somewhere along there. Anyways. But, well, I hope everyone's had a very safe and lovely Christmas. And yes, boys and girls, I hope Santa spoiled you rotten. By the way, I'd just like to have... I do have a public service announcement with every show I do. This is rated a PG-13 show, just because I don't like rating the show's R. I don't like doing it. It's just, it's a nuisance. And it's harder for people to find the shows. But, anyways, yes, but if you are a child under the age of 13, well, one, I blame the parents because you really should be looking better, taking better care of your kids instead of letting your kids sit in front of a laptop and listening to a man on a podcast swearing a couple of times. So if you have an 8-year-old that comes up to you and says, "Mummy, what does see you next Tuesday mean?" Or anything like that, I apologize in advance. I will apologize in advance. But... getting on to what we do here, I talk shit. I'm not going to lie. Majority of the time, like I said, I do this with my co-host, and we just banter backwards and forwards and talk about stuff we find relevant. Or I will be doing this on my own, and I'll be drunk half the time and rambling complete crap. So we'll see how it swings tonight, because I don't have my co-host, and I'm not drunk. So we're going to just play it by ear. But, oh God, you know what's been bugging me past couple of weeks? This bloody Star Wars fanatics. Oh, Jesus. Ever since Star Wars came out, all I've heard and seen on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, is people that whine and moan and go, if you spoil Star Wars for me, I'm going to hunt you down. It really turned into a bad episode of Taken. It was like, all these people were getting behind their keyboards and going, if you ruin Star Wars episodes, this Star Wars episode for me, I have a very particular set of skills. I will hunt you down, and I will kill you. It's like, wow, okay. I realized Star Wars was a huge thing, and you had a lot of fanatics, that, yeah, love the show and don't want it spoiled for them. But to threaten someone's life over it, each to their own. But anyways, I have yet to see the movie, so don't worry, guys. You're not going to get any spoilers. I have heard a lot of funny people bringing up spoilers, and I put that in abbreviations, seeing as I'm doing a bloody podcast and I can't do like abbreviations in the chat or anything because there's no one in there, so really no point. But basically, I've heard, because of the fact it's done by Walt Disney, that the new Death Star was in the shape of Goofy. What else have I heard? I heard you find out that Chewbacca's the new Dark Lord. I've heard a lot of stupid stuff. But nevertheless, it does look awesome from the trailer, I'm not going to lie. But we'll have to wait and see what actually happens in the movie. I did come across something that was actually really funny. I won't lie. We have these famous YouTubers, or people that are trying to be famous via YouTube, that do their own little blogs and that on there, and some of them are really good, some of them are really funny. One who I will suggest to you, guys, go check him out, is Paint. Yes, that is really how the YouTuber's name is done. Paint, go check them out. They do a lot of funny... Oh, no, sorry, not Paint. Yeah, Paint John Cozart, that's his name. Go check him out. He does a lot of great editing and music type videos. Really good. Definitely have to go check it out. But anyways, getting back on topic. Getting back on topic. Yeah, there was this one video. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not going to watch it because I just find I found the title hilarious. It's like, how to get a boyfriend. Okay. And this is done by a lady. Okay. Now, look, ladies, if you're at home watching a video of how to get a boyfriend, there's problem number one. There's the fact that you're at home watching a video on how to get a boyfriend. It's like those ladies that sit there and watch all their romantic friggin' comedies and all their and all that drama BS and go, why can't I have a boyfriend like that? That man doesn't exist in the world anymore. That's because two things. One, you are on your ass on the couch. You are not out having drinks with your friends, dancing, and possibly meeting that person, or you're not out like having fun and socializing and meeting that person. Like, And two, this is not for all you ladies, because I don't want to get abusive emails or messages on Blog Talk here from listeners saying, oh my god, you are such a sexist asshole. No. Here's the thing, right? Not all of you ladies, but there are majority of yous. I'm not going to lie. Majority of yous, okay, that will complain on Facebook or Twitter or on your dating applications and stuff like that, that say, all I want is a nice man that treats me right and yada, 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 yada. Here's the problem, right? Like, so I will not lie, there are some of you that have been rorted, and you do get a lot of assholes. I'm not going to lie. I've got a lot of friends that have told me a lot of bad stories, and I feel very bad for them. I really do. And I, personally, with all of them, I think they deserve a great person, because I know each of them and know that they've got good personalities, and they're decent. These are very attractive women, too, so I'm not going to lie, ladies, most of us guys are assholes. We are, okay? We're assholes. Won't lie. But it's for the... This is more for the ladies that... Okay. This is more for the ladies that know they've got a good guy, will still treat them like crap, but will expect them to stay around. And yes, I find that rather funny, because that's coming from a guy, and ladies complain about guys that treat them like crap, and yet they still stick around. So we're all going to take something away from this tonight, okay? But here's the thing, right? Ladies, the biggest cop-out I hate hearing from women, and lots of guys that have been in my position will attest to this, but if you've got that one girl, right, that you're interested in and you really like, and she says, oh, you're a great friend, why can't I find a guy like you? What is wrong with me? Okay, I'm sick of hearing that crap. That is the biggest cop-out, ladies, I've ever heard in my life. And like I said, it's not all of yous, but you know who you are when I say this. You all go on there and say, oh, I've got such a great friend. In fact, they've made a top 15 friend-zoned Instagrams. I went through all those ones, and I couldn't help but laugh and feel sorry for them, because, one, I've been in that position, and two, how the hell do you get top 15? Really? I mean, seriously, how many guys would sit there and be like, oh yeah, sure, I'll take a photo with you saying we're going out, joking. No. There's being friend-zoned, and then there's just being kicked in the balls. That is getting kicked in the balls. But ladies, us guys are the same. But our one's a bit more harsher. I'm not going to lie. Our one's a bit more harsher, right? Like, there are, like, girls that, like, have a great personality and everything else. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them, and yet you'll have guys that will have to look for that, I'm going to put this in abbreviations again, supermodel types or hot types that, you know, and brag about them to the female friend who, I don't know whether they're completely oblivious to it or they just don't care. And just want to keep hurting that person over and over and over and over again. But they've, like, had a crush on them since, like, childhood and all that shit. And you get that rubbed in your face. I think we just got to start a new trend of hashtag stop friend zoning people. Like, I know what people are worried about. Like, the biggest fear with most people is that if you let someone in, because it's just it's the way your past relationships have gone. That's why you won't give it a try. Let's be honest. You're worried that if you go out with that person, that you're going to fail. That it's going to stuff up and you're going to lose, like, 10 years or so worth of friendship. Which, hey, fair call. But then again, it could be the best decision you've ever done. And you might actually be that person that's on Facebook saying, can't believe finally have the guy of my life or woman of my life, instead of being on Facebook going, God, I had what my other friends have. Hashtag lonely, hashtag drinking by myself, hashtag whatever. It's the truth, but oh well. But what are you going to do? It's just the way life goes. It's like those people that, you know, will be sitting at a computer and being like, fuck, I should. It's like, man, I wish I had abs like that. It's called go to a gym, man. It's the only way. Really, go to a gym or do the work. It's like people that just expect promotions or something to fall into their lap. It's like, no, dude, you got to do the work. You want the promotion, do the damn work. You want the health, you want the friggin' abs and the muscles and all that, do the work. You can't just wake up one day and go, oh, sweet, six-pack. But, oh well. All right, we're going to go to our first song break of the night. I have uploaded some new songs up on the board here tonight, so let's hope you guys enjoy them. I know there's not many Nickelback fans in the world. I promise you I haven't been drinking. If I was, it'd probably be a bit more entertaining. Oh, God, I'm not even half hour into my show. I'm already giving a shit. Oh, well. But we'll be back. This is actually from a new album of Nickelback's. It's called Make Me Believe Again. So enjoy, and we'll be back.
Make me
Right, well, and we're back. Oh, shit, I gotta say, I'm back here, because my fucking co-host isn't here, jeez. I'm back here at Awesome Aussies Keeping It Real. And actually, you know what the funny part was about that whole song there, Make Me Believe Again? Oh, it's the fact that I'm there talking about, like, the friend zone, friend zone, love, all that stuff, and sure enough, the Player Body song that is all about Making Me Believe Again. Damn. I didn't even catch that, but oh well. What are you gonna do? This is what I think about myself right now. Okay.
You are a douchebag. That's right, a douchebag.
Yeah, but anyways, God, I went and watched the soccer. I don't want to offend English people. I went and watched the football last night, right? And I'm just going to say this, because I get a lot of people giving me crap about how, like, I wear all my gear constantly all the time, supporting my team. But isn't that the way it's supposed to be? If you support a football team, rugby team, hell, even a tennis team, a bowling team, if there is a local badminton team, wouldn't you support it? Okay, I'm sorry, that's going a bit far. But if you've got a team that you follow and you support, wear the stuff with some pride, man. Win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. If they're having a crappy year and all they're doing is losing, which mine are at the moment, that's not going to stop me from supporting them. It's stopped a lot of people from coming to games, but it's not going to stop me from supporting them, because I have the philosophy of, if you are truly loyal to someone, and that is the truest statement in life, because that works with everything. If you're loyal to someone, stay with them, because it will pay off in the end. That is true as day. I guess in some relationship aspects, it's not like if you've got a freaking partner that's constantly cheating, and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to be, if I stay faithful, it's going to change. Realistically, it's not. But, hey, you can always cross your finger and say, here's hoping. But with any, like, you know, sports team or any sport you're playing, I was like, stay loyal to it, stick to it, eventually you'll get the payoff. Because, like, yes, my team's going crap at the moment, but they could turn around mid-season and keep getting wins. So that's my hope. In fact, I think that's a lot of fans' hopes at the moment. But yeah, we're all here just trying to show support. But at least those of us that are truly loyal, those of us that, you know, were like, come on, you got to keep the team where it's at, otherwise we won't have a team. Plain and simple. What else has been happening lately? Oh, yes, for those of you that are Game of Thrones fanatics, we got a teaser for Season 6. The amount of people that blew up about the teaser, going, that didn't show us anything. That just showed us everything that happened from Season 1 to Season 5. You do realize what the word teaser means, right? It's not supposed to give you anything new. It's just supposed to say, well, guess what? Game of Thrones is right around the corner, or will be coming next year, so you're just going to have to wait. And I can guarantee you, when the first trailer for season 6 comes out, watch all the Game of Thrones fanatics, man. They're going to... They're probably going to crane their hands. It's ridiculous. Not gonna lie, I'm probably going to do the same thing. But oh well. Dear. Crap, how long have I been doing this for now? I've got... Yep, we're 40 minutes into the show. So, for those of you that have actually stuck around for nearly 40 minutes listening to me ramble and rave, you guys, I thank you guys for doing that. I think you're personally crazy. But that's alright. There's nothing wrong with trying to get a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of laughter. So, if I've helped you guys laugh... or helped at least cheer up a little bit, then that's fine. If you've gotten a boner over this, settle down. Just settle down. I want people to get excited and happy, not that happy. Okay? This is not 50 Shades of Grey. This is not a porno. I repeat, this is not a porno. You do not get that excited over this podcast. Thank you very much. Let's see. But for those of you that are hoping that this gets even more entertaining, well...
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
No, I'm lying. I'm going to try and make it as entertaining as possible. I can tell you right now, I've had some people I know in America... calling into this show right now. Oh, God, I guarantee you I'd probably have people, like, barely breathing from how much we make them laugh. But, anywho. Oh, shit. Oh, what else is there? Oh, okay. Look, I've got no problem with... those people that, you know, will have family conversations during Christmas. That's fine. What pisses me off and angers me is the fact that you talk about negative stuff at Christmas and at your Christmas dinner, like you're there with your family, trying to have a good time, and all that gets brought up is negative stuff. Like, can we not talk about, like, you remember two Christmases ago when Uncle Jimmy pissed his pants because he drank too much water, and yeah, the toilet line was a mile long in the house because we have too many bloody family members in the household at the time. You remember that? Or can we talk about, oh, hey, you remember when I tried to, you know, jump in the kiddie pool from the top of the roof, but I was too pissed and I missed and I broke my arm? Well, yeah, that was good times, wasn't it? Yeah, because I'd much rather hear stories like that, like stories where it's like funny and something you'll look back on, rather than hearing about stuff I can hear about on a local news station. Really, realistically, I read about it on Google. I'll hear about it on the news. I don't want to hear about it at Christmas dinner or Boxing Day lunch or Boxing Day dinner or anything like that. I don't want to hear about it then. It's like, if I wanted to do that, I'd be sitting away from the family dinner table. I'd be watching channel, not like the local news station. I'd be turning on the radio going, oh, what's happening in the world today? Anyways, sorry about that. Just had to get it off my chest. I needed a bit of a rant. Yes. What else is going on? There's not much really else to bloody talk about, is there? Like, we've covered the freaking Game of Thrones. Like, oh, God. Actually, can we talk about this? Okay. Because this guy has become a bit of a craze lately. I don't know why. Okay. For those of you that are believers, now, I'm not going to say I'm a believer. No, I'm not going to say that. I like the guy's music. Okay, that's it. I'm not like these little 14-year-old girls that have played posters on the wall or any of that jargon. I don't have the bloke on Twitter. I don't have the bloke on Facebook or anything like that. I like the guy's music. But here's the thing. Like, it's amazing the forgiveness in people. Like, they seem to forget that this is the same guy that was doing stupid crap. That was doing stupid crap, like DUIs and everything else. There were, and, like, people with, that weren't, like, in love with the bloke were asking for him to be put in jail, and then all of a sudden, this guy brings out a new album, and those same people that were, like, pretty much screaming for Bieber's blood are now, like, believers, really? It's like, oh my god, I can't believe how much of a believer I am this year. It's like, like, stop drinking the Kool-Aid, man, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Yes, the guys make good music, but damn. It's not like he's, like, become a priest or something. It's still the same guy. He's just brought out new music. That's all. Don't get crazy. Don't tear this place apart, man. I'm telling you. Wouldn't it be funny right now if I just played one of friggin' Bieber's songs? Just completely messed with all your heads. Just like, I'm not a believer, but then all of a sudden hear that friggin' I'm gonna kiss you under the mistletoe song and all that crap. Like, everyone be like, I thought you weren't a believer. What the hell? What's this? You just played Justin Bieber after putting the man down. I didn't put the man down. I just said I don't like his life choices, but his music tops. I appreciate the people that write his songs for him. There you go. But we also do a thing on this show where we discuss top five movies to go watch, or to watch, or to go see either at the cinemas or the theaters for you Americans, or on DVD. Now, God, I don't even know if I have a top five this week, but I'll give it a shot. Alright, well, number one. Okay, number one, I haven't seen it yet. I do want to see it, but I've heard nothing but rave reviews about it. If you're a Star Wars fan or not, okay, go watch Star Wars The Force Awakens, okay? Because from what I've been hearing, from what I've been told, it's awesome, and I haven't heard one bad review about it yet. The only bad review I've probably heard about it is the fact that fucking Walt Disney did the film. That's about it. Other than that, I haven't heard anything. Number two, definitely best Hunger Games movie out of the whole lot. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, guys, you've got to go see it. It was amazing. Great performances by the cast, like usual. Really great story. If you've read the books, it lived up to the book. And I have not been able to say that about any of the bloody book movies I've seen. That's including all the Harry Potters, okay? Couldn't say that about those. The Twilight, definitely the Twilight movies. Oh, I couldn't say that about Twilight. No. And what a Maze Runner. I haven't read the books yet. I should read the books, but I'm a bit worried. Because I've seen the movies before I've read the books. So, we'll wait and see. But yeah, definitely Mockingjay Part 2, you've got to go watch it. For those of you that haven't seen it, go watch it, because I can guarantee it, if I was a film critic, I'd be calling it Movie of the Year, possibly, because I haven't seen Star Wars. What else is there? Actually, there is one on DVD I would recommend for people to watch if you have not seen it. It is called Max. This is a great movie. If I was going to give it a rating out of 10, I would give it an 8 out of 10. Basically, just giving you a synthesis on the movie. It's about a marine dog whose partner slash owner is killed in the field, and he has to go live with his owner's family in the States. And always, it is a great movie, and you'll love it if you're a person that has respect for what the soldiers and everyone does. And this actually focuses more on, gives more emphasis to what the marine pets, the marine dogs and all that go through as well. So, which is really good. God, what else was there? Creed. Yes, I actually watched Creed online. For those of you that haven't seen it here in Australia, when it comes out, go watch it. I know people were worried when they heard Rocky was getting done. Like, off of Rocky was getting done. But, not to lie, I actually thought it was really good. Michael B. Jordan, the main character that plays Creed's son in it, does great acting as usual, and Sylvester Stallone, well, he's playing Rocky, so no one's really going to complain about that. And number 5, damn. Hell, I'll do one for your parents, because this is actually one that I've went and seen with my son, and it was actually really good. The second Hotel Transylvania 2, definitely a great family film. And it's good to see that Adam Sandler and the usual cast can do good, wholehearted movies and still have, like, make it family-friendly entertainment rather than what we're used to seeing from, you know, Billy Madison or one of many Adam Sandler's many other great movies. But anyways, you know what, guys, I've wasted about 50 minutes of your time, nearly an hour of your time, so I don't want to waste any more of your time, because I know probably some of you want to go to sleep, and those of you that are in America, I'm sure best to do it today. But I promise next time we do Aussies Keeping It Real, I'll have my co-host with me, much more entertaining show. And I do apologize if anyone's gotten bored or pissed off with this. I said, this guy just wasted 50 minutes of my life. Trust me, it's better than watching anything that I was gonna be a real dick then and say it's better than anything Geordie Shaw's got going on at the moment. Just to piss off some of my friends that will probably listen to this podcast. But oh well. Alright, guys. In fact, you know what? If you guys do listen to the replay, I want you to, because I'm going to take the piss out of myself here, I want you guys to take a drink. Have a shot for every time I have said, oh well, on this podcast, and guarantee you'll be pissed within the first 5 minutes. Just saying. Nevertheless, we'll end the show. I'm going to end the show tonight. And you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to... for those of you that want to end your weekend with a bit of raunchiness and want to just have a good time, well, I'll just play this for you. And you can do whatever the heck you want. Enjoy.
Get away, you getting hot, baby, please don't run away. I got a crib on the beach, far metal way. Age of person, we can't be 112.